really have to figure out why the phones are still ringing after all.
Kimberly Marple, there's a note in here saying something about that she was being difficult in getting the authorities involved. It was from Sam in 23. He said, do you want me to notify the SC that we are discharging the case due to the client being difficult in getting the authorities involved? How should we proceed? And now Jasmine just took her case in as a new intake.
Active case currently. Oh, Martin. Sorry. Hold on. Kimberly Martin, active discharge. Marble discharged. Mm-hmm. Let me just take a quick look.
Yeah.
We have to also double check to make sure we can service because the service location is out of our range. The current
She's in Philadelphia.
Oh, because it's listed as Harrisburg. Harrisburg is out of range for us.
Yeah, no, she's in Philadelphia on Algon Avenue, 19111.
Kimberly Marple, she has three files in HHA, of course.
I know. I just went to the one that's in the database, the first database.
Yeah,
I haven't even looked
I
at the other.
All of them. You could do, yeah, you could do, I mean, let me look at this. Client, 60 hours a week. This is from you 3 years ago. Thursday, Veronica Pritchett, Major staffing.
Yeah, because the notes in here are already saying that, you know, she wants someone over the age of 30 and not from North Philly because she hasn't had good experiences with them. I'm like, you know, that's going to be a headache right away. But
firstly, she had a deep clean and then fired her. She's probably a bouncer. Just requesting discharge. This is her fourth round with us. Also possibly a hoarder. I don't think it's a great idea. This is our fourth time. Like, why are we taking clients four times? I'd say that it's a waste of time and she's too difficult. That's my
all
opinion.
Right.
This is our fourth time, and you know how many hours we spent on this and stopped it. And
Elna, you're preaching to the choir here. I just needed to know that you're on this, that you agree with that, because
they're
not going to listen to me.
I remember some of this. I think that three times is enough. This is number four. She has three separate files in Smartsheet. She's been placed with us already, I don't know how many times. Contract. She's been placed twice with us, and both times discharged within weeks or days. 23, 25. She's twice in 25, I think. 23, 25. This would be our third intake and our fourth attempted intake. I would say no, that she's simply too difficult. And we have complaints ranging from verbal abuse, we have hoarding, we have the clients demanding deep cleaning, calling the cops on the aide first day. Now, again, first time, sure. Second time, maybe. Third time, no. Fourth time, are you fucking serious?
I know. I hear you. All right.
Tell me who's saying yes to these cases. I'm just curious.
They don't even look to see if they were with us before. So I remembered the name and I said, let me look in here and see. Yeah. So I'm going to give her the thing because I have the master list that she just has to throw the last name in and it'll pop it up. So I'll send that over to her to make sure she is looking at it.
I'm putting a note in the new file.
All right.
Josh Margolis. at Ruth, at Jasmine.
And Melissa.
Ruth Lowy, at Melissa, at Judah Schuster. This is this client's third file in Smartsheets. Has tried to come to us 4 times, has actually already discharged 2 times. Please refer to all the notes on hoarding, abusing AIDS, unrealistic demands regarding AIDS demographics, and firing AIDS on day 1.
And calling authorities on them.
But, well, yeah, but that, who knows? Again, any one of those might have been justifiable. So,
Well,
but,
I mean,
but again, with all of these problems, what the hell?
Exactly.
It's not like, oh, I decided to switch.
Yeah, no. All righty. Thank you for that.
I put the note in. Let it blow back on me. I really couldn't give a shit.
All right. I'm going home now. Goodbye.
Me too. Bye.
Bye.